food allergies and intolerances. With the increase in toxins in our environment, our bodies are losing their natural ability to fight off pathogens, viruses, bacteria, and fungi. As a result, the incidence of food allergies in adults and children continues to rise. Most allergies are evidenced by skin and digestive issues. Our skin is our largest filtering and cleansing organ. The body removes toxins through our urine, feces, and our skin. Illnesses work through our bodies from the top down and from the inside out. Skin issues such as eczema and psoriasis are evidence of the body's healing process in action. Unfortunately, most medical practices recommend suppressing this process with steroidal creams and other medications. These remedies simply force the toxins back under the skin to either resurface when the medication stops or create more serious issues in other organs. Digestive issues occur when we eat things our body has difficulty digesting. Our gut feeds every system in our body, so when our digestive system isn't working correctly, our bodies suffer. Taking medication to soothe the symptoms of digestive issues like gas, heartburn, ulcers, constipation, or diarrhea, while we maintain the same damaging diet, creates further problems. These practices don't attempt to find the source of the recurring problems which usually exist in our diets. The biggest offenders. Foods that account for 90% of food allergies are milk, eggs, peanuts, which grow in the ground like potatoes, tree nuts, which are all the other nuts, wheat, soy, fish, and shellfish. It's frequently difficult to identify the culprits in our diet because the allergy and intolerance symptoms can take anywhere from 30 minutes to 2 days to appear, depending on a person's digestive rate and metabolism. Allergic reactions to these foods are caused by an immune response where our bodies see a protein in the offending food as a toxin. The body releases histamines and other antibodies in an attempt to eradicate the offender. These natural reactions of the immune system are what cause a variety of symptoms that include a runny nose, itchy eyes, dry throat, rashes and hives, nausea, diarrhea, difficulty breathing, general fatigue, and life-threatening anaphylactic shock. While some allergies resolve themselves over time, others may last a lifetime. Studies are currently being performed where patients are given very small amounts of the foods they're allergic to, increasing the quantities over time under controlled circumstances. Many of these patients have experienced decreased symptoms or complete elimination of the allergy. This is very similar to how homeopathic remedies work. Milk. Issues with milk, specifically cow's milk, generally stem from lactose, the main sugar in milk, or casein, the main protein in milk. Symptoms can include flatulence, diarrhea, fatigue, and skin rashes. Some people experience an allergic reaction to casein when their bodies send out a warning or a histamine response where the immune system attempts to destroy the protein. Symptoms of an allergic reaction include skin rashes and fatigue. At least 30% of adult Americans are lactose intolerant because their systems don't produce enough of the digestive enzyme, lactase, which breaks down lactose. Symptoms of this intolerance include flatulence and diarrhea. Removing milk from your diet may be more difficult than you think. Besides the obvious, milk, cream, yogurt, and cheese, check ingredient labels for the presence of lactose or casein. Eggs. Symptoms of an egg allergy include skin rashes, hives, nasal inflammation, coughing, chest tightness or shortness of breath, and vomiting or other digestive issues. These reactions are caused by an allergy to the proteins in eggs, primarily egg whites. When reading labels, watch for the general statement that the item contains egg ingredients, and this is a federal requirement. Also be aware that more common foods like breads and their shiny crust, mayonnaise, protein powders, whipped toppings, salad dressings, and rich sauces generally include eggs. They're also a stabilizing ingredient in a variety of vaccines. Peanuts and tree nuts. Peanut and tree nut allergy symptoms can range from a minor irritation to a life-threatening reaction, anaphylaxis, and include skin reactions like hives, redness, or swelling, itching or tingling in or around the mouth and throat, digestive problems such as diarrhea, stomach cramps, nausea and vomiting, tightening of the throat, shortness of breath or wheezing, and a runny nose. Peanuts are included in a variety of candies, foods, and sauces, especially some Asian and Mexican dishes. Tree nuts include almonds, Brazil nuts, cashews, chestnuts, filbert or hazelnuts, macadamia nuts, coconut, pecans, pine nuts, pistachios, and walnuts. wheat and gluten. Allergies to wheat and gluten are not the same. Because of this, someone with a wheat allergy will show sensitivity to spelt and kamut, which are derived from wheat and are frequently marketed as safe for those with grain sensitivities. Gluten is the large protein molecule in dough that creates that gooey elasticity when wet. It's also used as a thickening agent in many recipes, including soups and candies. It's found in grains such as wheat, rye, barley, and oats. While oats alone don't contain gluten, they're usually processed in facilities that process wheat and are frequently cross-contaminated. Look for oats specifically labeled as gluten-free to be safe. Symptoms of gluten intolerance may include gas, bloating, lethargy, ADD or ADHD, and other psychological disorders, dermatitis and joint pain, inflammation of the gut wall, and more. Celiac disease is the most extreme permanent reaction to gluten. Up to 40% of the world population may have gluten sensitivities. Soy. Soy allergy symptoms can include tingling in the mouth, hives, itching, or itchy, scaly skin like eczema, swelling of the lips, face, tongue, and throat, or other parts of the body, wheezing, runny nose, or trouble breathing, abdominal pain, diarrhea, nausea, and vomiting, and redness of the skin or flushing. Soy may be difficult to remove from our diets as it's become prevalent in so many foods. In addition to avoiding anything that includes the word soy, also known as edamame, E-D-A-M-A-M-E, the following ingredients may include soy: tempeh, miso, tofu, natural flavorings, hydrolyzed plant protein, hydrolyzed vegetable protein, natural flavoring, vegetable broth, vegetable gum, and vegetable starch. Fish and shellfish. Salmon, tuna, and halibut are the most common kinds of fish to which people are allergic, although many are allergic to many other types. Those with fish allergies should also avoid fish markets and places where fish are cooked, as the proteins in the steam may present a risk. Other foods that may contain fish include Worcestershire sauce, salad dressing, Caesar salads, and barbecue sauce. Shellfish include abalone, clams, crab, crawfish, crayfish, lobster, oysters, scallops, shrimp, cockle, sea urchin, and mussels. If you suffer from a shellfish allergy, strictly avoiding shellfish and foods containing shellfish is the only way to prevent an allergic reaction. Be careful with fried foods. Some restaurants use the same oil to fry shrimp, chicken, and fries. Also, keep in mind that imitation shellfish may still contain shellfish, as many manufacturers add shellfish for flavoring. Identifying your triggers. Because symptoms of intolerances and allergies can take anywhere from 30 minutes to 2 days to appear, the best way to identify the source of the problem is to follow a strict elimination diet. Working with one possible allergen at a time over a two-week period, completely eliminate the allergen from your diet. Read all labels carefully and ask about ingredients when you dine out. When in doubt, avoid it. After the two-week period, reintroduce the eliminated food into your diet on a set day. Start with the highest quality and least processed form and eat a small amount two different times during the day. On the following 2 days, go back to your elimination diet and see if you experience any of the reactions you noticed before you remove the possible allergen. If you have no reactions, introduce another food that contains the same allergen. Follow the two-day rule again. If you have no reactions after two or three two-day experiments with the same allergen, you can generally rule out that allergen and move on to a different one. This process is time-consuming, but it's still the best way to identify where your allergies and sensitivities lie. Living without your triggers. Now that you know what your negative food triggers are, you may feel like it's difficult to live without them. Dairy, eggs, and wheat are such mainstays in the American diet. This is a lifestyle change like all others covered in this program. As long as you associate things that don't serve you with pain, you'll find it easier to make the changes. For example, I thought I couldn't live without bread and pasta in my daily diet. I love their taste, but never noticed how I felt when I ate them. I consciously removed them from my diet for a month while on a low-carb diet. This was many years ago. After a month, I was at one of my favorite restaurants where they serve delicious homemade bread when you're seated. Although I thought twice about eating it, the aroma twisted my arm and I had a couple pieces. By the end of the meal and on the drive home, I felt like I had swallowed a lead balloon. Instead of savoring and enjoying the delicious meal I just ate, I experienced significant discomfort. I knew it was from the bread. Over the next couple of weeks, I experimented with adding breads and pastas back to my diet and had the same negative experience. Now, when I look at bread or pasta, I can feel that lead weight in my stomach, and it makes it quite easy to pass on these things. Feel the pains that your triggers create before you eat them. If you're wondering how to cook or what to eat without your triggers, simply do a quick internet search for your specific needs. For example, gluten-free muffin recipe or a dairy-free ice cream, substitutes for wheat flour. There's a myriad of cookbooks for special diets as well. A quick Amazon search will give you a large selection for which to choose. Most major grocery stores, and most certainly natural grocers, now have larger selections for those with special diets. Sometimes these foods are mixed in with the other groceries. For example, gluten-free crackers are in the same section with other crackers. Other times, a store may have a special gluten-free section. Make it a habit to read labels and know all the names your triggers may go by. Feel the pain of the trigger before you put them in your grocery basket so you won't have to stare at it in your pantry. Being mindful when you're making purchases and only bringing home foods and other products that support your health and vitality make it much easier to make healthy choices when you're hungry. And you know not to go grocery shopping when you're hungry or feeling any kind of strong emotions, right? Mindful eating in a nutshell. Slow down and consider your emotional state before eating. Don't do anything else when you're eating. Savor every aspect of your food. Drink more water. Eat smaller portions. Consider how you'll feel physically and emotionally an hour and a day after eating. Focus on a diet rich in high-quality organic fruits and vegetables and limited quantities of pastured, well-fed meats and dairy products. Everything in moderation. Listen to your body. Changing how, when, and what we eat is a journey. Lasting change happens over time. Every day is a new adventure. Keep it exciting. What small change can you make today to move you closer to a healthier way of eating? Drink more water. Replace processed and conventionally grown foods with simpler organic foods. Find great recipes and learn about cooking with foods as they're naturally in season with cookbooks like Simply Organic, a cookbook for sustainable, seasonal, and local ingredients. Search for other local organic cookbooks on Amazon or at your favorite bookstore. Replace a serving or two of meat in your diet with vegetables. Replace your artificial sweetener with honey. Eat half of the portions you're used to eating for a day. Visit an organic farm. Read the book Animal Vegetable Miracle by Barbara Kingsolver. Continue to take one or two baby steps like these every day. Slow down to consider how each change affects you. Take the next step based on the lessons you learn along the way. There's no one right way to eat. We're all different. We humans weren't designed to eat chemicals. Removing them as much as possible from your life is one of the few rules that I would encourage everyone to follow. Beyond that, feel how each change affects you and your body. Pay attention. Be mindful of every bite.